Back on the air, we got a phone call. Next you saw, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? This is Tyler Mack.
What's going on, Mack? Who is this?
This is Mack.
Mack, Mack.
We acquired the newest website to hit 1,000. Pretty much, we got that squared up there. We're going to be having pictures from all the local bars.
That's awesome.
It's just basically, just a pretty good resource for 1,000 students, free to 1,000 students.
So are you guys taking pictures of bars and clubs like that? Are they updated every single week?
We updating actually on a daily basis. We're actually building a team right now. We just took a first batch of pictures last night. Out of the process of restocking the system online. It should be up shortly within an hour.
I just logged on to your website. It actually looks pretty good. It was really nice.
Thank you.
Click on gallery, and you're saying the picture's not up yet, is that right?
Right, the picture's only up within an hour. It's just been touching up to do like that.
Now, what sort of other features is what's that going to have with the size club pictures?
We're going to have this have a great, like, if you want to know where the next top line is going to be, you go on here and find out. Kids can talk to each other, can talk about professors, talk about what's going on at school in your life. We got a link to the 1,000 webcam, we got polls. We got the weather up there, we got the movie times, you'll find out what's going on. It's about 1,000 comments, you just click on the link and you got it right there for you. So it's basically trying to take just some good information that people want to see and just put it in one place for everybody.
So now, is this kind of like a big blog site where people can just post anything they want about anything?
Pretty much, you can say whatever you want on there. There's no censorship on our site.
That's pretty cool. How about talking about professors and classes and stuff like that? Which classes not to take? Which classes to take? I was asking, how about people posting comments about professors and classes? Like, which, professors are great, which aren't that great, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's all we have people do.
Because I'm actually on your homepage right now, and I see the forums are like, sex talk and bars is pretty much the only things that are on there right now, which it's probably the only thing college students really need to talk about anyways.
Right, well, if you click the next link at the top, then it will take you down to all the balance boards. Now we have links to more professors, tutors, jobs, all types of things.
I got you. That's pretty cool. Now, are you affiliated with the university at all in terms of, does the university support the website whatsoever?
We have not gotten any official words from the university.
Okay.
So it's working out pretty good. We have about 350 members and signed up for actual accounts through the site.
Is it free to become a member of ChowsonLife.com?
Yes, it's free. There's no cost at all. It's just basically when you become a member, then we can expect an email updates. You can either message your friends. You can have an online profile on the site. It's pretty similar to Facebook. It doesn't have as many features in terms of the profile, but that's something we're working on. But our goal is to actually become bigger than the Facebook and just have more information on there. Just basically be like it's pretty much just an online meeting place for students.
So are you saying that students can actually meet other students based on their profiles and stuff on this website?
That's something that we're working on. Yeah, it's only possible you can go in there, browse the user profile, and we're going to be adding the ability to upload a picture of yourself and a couple other things. So, I mean, hopefully everything works out good with the site, and the school doesn't mind it. I mean, I really don't see why they won't.
Sure, I'm checking it out right now, and there's nothing. I mean, it's a great, it looks like a great resource. There's nothing explicit or sexual or anything like that on the website. It looks like a great resource for students to understand what's going on around campus, around the area, and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're looking to do with the site.
Well, thank you very much for calling, and we'll keep talking about the website and try to, put the name out there for anyone who's listening. Once again, this is, ChowsonLife.com, you guys. Be sure to check it out. It's a great resource. I've never heard about it before until, you just called up, but it sounds great.
Thank you. And for everyone listening, pictures will be up in about an hour from last night.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling, and hopefully we'll keep in touch, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Take care.